Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Thank you.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Welcome to Young Adults Talk with Breaking Chains Prayer Time. We like to thank everyone for being a part of this morning. We come together as one in prayer for the betterment of mankind and the edification of the kingdom of God. We would like for all prayer warriors all over the world to join us in prayer. As we pray together, God tells us to pray without ceasing. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray. God taught his disciples to pray like this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Most gracious Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, as we're led of the Holy Spirit this morning, Lord God, we give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord God, as we thank you for waking us up on this day, breath in our bodies, eyes to see your beautiful creation, Lord God, in our right minds and strength to endure in this season, Lord God. Father God, we don't know what tomorrow holds for us, Father God, but we are grateful for today. And pray for people all over this world to be comforted and strengthened to endure whatever that they are dealing with, the trials and tribulations, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you stand guard over our minds, hearts, and souls, Lord God, to make the right decisions and do the godly things to please you, Father God, and you alone, Lord God. We pray for those that are suffering with COVID-19, that have lost loved ones, Lord God. Lift them up in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we ask for healing in our minds, bodies, and souls from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord God. We ask you to continue to order our steps, Lord God. We repent of our sins, Lord God, and ask things that are not of you to be removed, Lord God, and replaced with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that we may be restored back to you, Lord God. Those that are lost in darkness, Lord God, will find your marvelous light, Lord God, that we will turn our lights on and be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Father God, we just thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you in advance for, Lord God, the things that you're going to yet to do for us, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We glorify your name, Lord God. And we praise you to the highest, Lord God. We give you the praise, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. All of God's children say amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone this morning, amen. All the men and women of God that are present this morning. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Let us pray. Pastor Zena, if you are here, can you start prayer, please? God bless. Pastor Sterling. We pray for everyone that's on their way or absent right now. Any of my brothers and sisters in Christ that are on the line, I don't see who you are. Can you open up with prayer, please? Are we on the air? Let me ask that question. Is anyone here?
I'm on here. Amy's on here.
Okay, Sister Amy. Would you like to say a prayer, Sister Amy? I can hear you.
I'm actually driving. Hold on, I'm going to pull over.
Lord God, we just pray for everyone that's out there that's trying to get here. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, Father God, thank you for waking us up this morning. Father God, we just want to say thank you for everything you do, everything you promise us, and everything you continue to do. Thank you for all the blessings that we are receiving from you and everything that you have bestowed upon us. Father God, we ask that you continue to keep us in our right mind. Let us abide by your laws. do everything that we're supposed to do, treat each other with love and respect. Father God, we want to ask you to continue to keep everyone that's dealing with this COVID-19, keep them covered. Father God, we pray that each family is able to, that are dealing with it, are able to recover from it. Father God, we just want to say thank you again. We can't thank you enough, Father God. We want you to know that we do need you, Lord, and we depend on you every day for everything in our life. We know without you, Lord, nothing is possible. Just want to continuously say thank you.
Teresa Donaldson has joined.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Amy. Thank you very much for that prayer. We like to say good morning to everyone all over the world that is tuned in this morning. God bless you. Thank you very much to all our prayer warriors out there. God bless you. Thank you for being here. If you're on the line, don't know who's here, can you just start praying, please? The line is open for prayer. Go ahead.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Teresa Donaldson. And we just want to go before the throne of God, just giving him thanks and honor for just allowing us to see another day. Father God, we just come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving in our hearts, looking to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. So we just want to say thank you. We want to praise you. We want to magnify you. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, there's so many things that's going on in the world. And so, Lord God, we pray right now for those families that's suffering in Texas right now, Lord God. Those families that's going through on the northwest side of the country, Lord God, with all the snow and ice, Father God, and those that's saying that they don't have food. But, Lord God, you will supply them, Lord God. We just believe that we stand in agreement, Father, that you will be their supplier. You will never leave them, Lord God, that you will supply them, that you send someone, Lord God, to help and then aid them in water and food, Lord God, and warm blankets, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind the spirit of fear, Lord God. You have so many that in the world, Lord God, that's believers, Lord God, that is walking with the spirit of fear. But Lord, you gave us the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind, Father God. You told us not to fear, but Lord God, to fear you, Lord God. And so, Father God, those that has fear, Lord God, we ask that you touch their hearts right now, touch their minds right now, Lord God. Get fear away from them and the tactics, God, that they may be watching TV or listening to someone and they are afraid of the things that may come or may happen, Lord God, that gives them anxiety, that cause them to be in depression. But Lord God, you don't give us depression. You give us joy, even though we may cry in the middle of the night, but in the morning is our joy, our morning light because of you, Lord God, because we know that our hope is in you. Our love is in you. Everything we need is in you. If only we believe, Father God, let us not be tossed and driven like the sea, Lord God, but walk in faith, Lord God, total faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, Lord God, our lips will speak of what your word says. Father, we pray for our young people, our children, Lord God, that has gone astray, that don't know you, Lord God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would send your angels to minister to them, Lord God, and draw them unto you, Lord God, that they would be that generation that is on fire for you, Lord God, and speaking of you, Lord God, and serving your people, Lord God, and lifting up your name, Lord God. We pray for that generation, Lord, this generation of young people, the generation of our children, Lord God. We pray, Lord God. Father, we pray for that single mother and that single father that is doing the best that they can with all they have to raise our children, to train our children, Lord God. We ask that you bless their household, Lord God. You see and you know all things, Lord God. Let us not judge them, Lord God, because we're on the outside looking in. But Lord God, you know what's going on the inside. You touch them, God.
You bless the houses, Lord God. You bless the family that's trying to put food on the table, Lord God, and may not have the money right now or have lost job or that mom have lost your job. But Father God, we know that you are a provider, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And those of us that have, Lord God, let us not be selfish and not give and help someone that is in need, Lord God. We see that they have a need and we can meet their needs, Lord God. Let us be able to help others, Father, and not be so selfish and self-centered and looking on each other, being selfish, Lord God, but let us give ungrudgingly, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for pastors and evangelists, prophets all around the world, Lord God, that they will preach a word in season, Lord God, that people would know, Lord God, that we need to line our lives up with you and your word, Lord God, because your word is true and it is the only truth. Whose truth are you going to believe? We're going to believe your truth. We're going to believe your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to stand on your promises, Lord God, and your promises is yes and amen, Father. Lord God, we will wait on you, Lord God. We will wait on you, but in our waiting, Lord God, we're going to praise you. We're going to thank you, Lord God. We're going to thank you, Lord God. We're going to praise and thank you because there's only one word that comes to my mind, and that is Jesus. That is only one word that comes to my heart, and that is Jesus. 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 Only one word that comes to my mind, and that is Jesus. Help us today. Guide us today. Lift us up today. Take us out of the pit, Lord God. Take us out in the name of Jesus. Place us back on our feet straight, Father God. In you, Lord God, let us not skim through your word, but read your word and meditate on your word and walk in your word and speak your word each and every day. All day long, we will meditate on you, Lord God. All day long, we know that it is you. So when we're looking outside, Lord God, we can see you, Father God, in everything that you do, Lord God. Remind us, oh God, when we have gone astray. Remind us that's not the way you called us to be, but put us back on the straight street because that street is narrow and that is the way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for sickness. I pray for those who are wrapped in sickness with their bodies, Lord God, sick in their minds, Lord God, that you would touch their minds, Father God, that you would touch, Lord God. Only you can change a mental health issue. You can, Lord God, change that issue, Lord God. That person has worried themselves so, thinking that the wrong thing will happen, and it has become a mental issue. But, Lord God, we know that you can change all of that because of all the stories that you have and the workings that you have done through your word, all through all 66 books, Lord God, of the gospel, Lord Jesus, the basic instructions before leaving earth, all the things that you have done, Lord God, so there is no mental illness or no sickness, Lord God, that you cannot heal and deliver a person from, Father God. So we pray, Lord Jesus, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven, oh God, that you will heal your people from cancer, diabetes, lupus, Lord God, all of the different diseases, high blood pressure, Lord God, sugar diabetes, Lord God, that's running rapid among the people. Father God, you are a healer. And Lord God, as you healing their bodies, heal their mind also, and teaching them how to eat according to your word, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I know sometimes people don't realize that you heal through death and those that have gone on, Lord God, got their ultimate healing, Lord God, because they transitioned to the other side, Lord God. Even though we may have sorrow, but we thank you, Lord God, for allowing our family members, our friends, Lord God, to be in our lives at the time that they were in our lives, oh God. But we know that you're still sovereign. You still God. You still sit on the throne. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We still thank you in the midst of everything that's going on. We still thank you. Thank you for using the doctor's hands, Lord God, as they do surgery, Lord God. You're the orchestrator in their hands, Lord God. It's not the science, but it's you, Lord, that's working through their hands, Father God, to remove the gallstones, to remove the cancer cells. It's you that's working through their hands, oh God, to bring a healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let your will be done, Lord. Let your will be done. Thine will be done, oh God. Thine will be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all the school systems, the teachers, the children, Lord God, that is going back into the schools and those that is at home and that just go through mental anguish, Lord, because they need to be out and be socialized. But Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just touch them. Touch their little minds, Lord God. Touch their bodies. Touch the teachers, Lord God. The principals, Lord God. The professors, Lord God. The doctors of the school system, Lord God. You touch them, Lord God. You give them peace, Father. Not only just touch, but give them peace, Lord God. Bring them a joy back, Father God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind up the spirit of domestic violence that parents are beating their children and the children are beating their parents. Lord God, we bind that spirit up and we send it back to the pits of hell from where it has come from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah, Father. Let your will be done in the earth, Lord God. We know that these scarcities will come, but we're told of these things. It's supposed to be God. Watch it, pray. It's a lot. We're watching and we're praying all in the same time, Lord God, that your will be done. Lord, let us speak a word in season. Let us come abase and abound as Paul did, Lord God. We are not so high that we can go low to reach your people. If we so high, we would never know what they're like in the valley. But Lord God, you sent us to the valley to bring them up, Lord God, out of the valley. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for preparing a table before us, Lord God, in the presence of our enemies. When our doors close on our jobs, you still prepare the table before us, Lord God. You still put clothes on our backs, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for the breath that we breathe, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the hands and the limbs that we can move. We thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing our emotions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing the emotional side of us, Lord God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for our mental. We thank you for healing our analytical. We thank you, Lord, for healing our spiritual side. Lord Jesus,
that's
we
done.
Thank you.
Have joined.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We just thank you. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you and forgive us of our sins, Lord God, the sins of our thoughts, Lord God, our ways, our actions that did not please you, Lord God. Even this very minute, this very hour, the thoughts that we're having right now that is not of you, the thoughts of thinking about all this other thing, Lord, let us reverence you while we're in our prayer time, while we're in our Bible time. Let us reverence you so the thoughts, Lord God, we send them back to the pit from where they come from. Because when we're in your presence, Lord, it's all about you. It's all about you that we lay it all at the altar. We lay it all at the altar so that we can have more of you and less of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lay it at the altar so we can have more of you and less of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus and Lord, as I leave out of your prayer room, Lord God, I just say thank you. As I leave out of your prayer room, Lord God, I ask you to bless every person that is on this prayer call this morning. You know what they need. You know what they have need of. And you know what they can do and what they can't do. So, Lord God, I just ask you to bless every person that's on this prayer call this morning, every person that can hear this prayer call on this morning. Your will be done in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now for Pastor Rod and the organization, Lord God, the organizers of this prayer, Lord God, this prayer group, Lord God, that you would continue to use them day in and day out to get your word out, and that we are able to continue to pray for the hurting, for the blind, for the lost, for the sin sick, Lord God, that we're able to continue to pray for every person, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
That is under the sound of our voice, Lord God. Oh. Under the sound of their voice, Lord God, that people will be healed, that people will call and say, I got saved through the prayers. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was healed through that prayer. Hallelujah. God be the glory. God be the glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus' name is who it is. Hallelujah. The redeemer of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We honor you, Lord God. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, Pastor Sterling. Can you pray for us?
Eternal God, our Father, here we are once more and again. Dear God, waking up with another day. Dear God, you have set before. And I call to that rejoicing place that you told us to rejoice and be glad about. And now, Lord, I'm glad about this day, a day of to pray, dear God, which you told us that we would always pray and not faint, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the prayer and spirit that we have in this ministry, dear God, that you give it to us, dear God, because you give it to us not for a ritual, but for the Lord, for the upbuilding of thy kingdom, dear God. You put it in our hands, that you put it in Moses' hand, dear God. You told him to use what's in our hands. And now, Lord, we use prayer to open up heaven, dear God, that you may funnel to us, dear God, the horn of plenty, dear God. And knowing that it has plenty for us, oh, God, I just want to say thank you, dear God. As we come to you this morning, Lord, we lift it up. We lift up this whole entire nation, dear God, and a special prayer for Texas, dear God. For those that are out in Texas, dear God, without water.
Has joined.
How blessed we are, dear God. And knowing that we are blessed this morning, dear God, that we have running water. And, Lord, we know that all things work together for good to those that are called according to your purpose. And, Lord, you know the purpose. You know the plan. Help us to see the plan, dear God, that you have for us. And right now we're going through this test, and we can't see it because of the circumstance. And now, Lord, give us that assurance, dear God, that we can fight through this thing because the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. And now, Lord, I come to you, dear God, blessing everyone that's on this air this morning and the ears that are hearing these prayers this morning, that they may open up, dear God, and receive these prayers in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. As the word go forth, dear God, of encouragement this morning, Lord, we pray that the word go forth, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that it go forward with the power of God, that it may go out and accomplish what it is to accomplish. And, Lord, thank you for it, and give you praise for the confidence that we have in you to be able to pray. Now, Lord, unto him who is able to keep us, faultless and from falling. And, Lord, I want to say thank you for your keeping care and your comfort in the time of sickness and diseases that come across this nation, dear God. We don't know what's next, but, Lord, you do. Help us to keep the right mind, the right state of mind, dear God, that we won't stumble and cause others to stumble. And, Lord, we give you praise and honor in Jesus Christ's name. I do pray. Amen. Amen this morning.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. God bless you all this morning. The line is open. If there's not shoes all on, the prayer line is open. You'd like to pray, say a scripture, a comforting word, the line is open for you now. Go ahead. God bless.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with thanksgiving. We come, Heavenly Father, asking you in your name, Jesus, to build us up where we meet this morning. And Lord, we ask you to look over the universe, God, and look at what other people is going through at this present time. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for waking us this morning. Without a doubt, you woke us up with activities of our limbs and our mind and our hands and feet that we could walk and we could talk and we could pray to you, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, we give you the praise. You have been with us all through the night up until this morning. And we, God, we just say thank you. Father, I'm on a thanking mood this morning because it's a thanking time. It's a praising time. And God, I thank you for bringing all of us on this prayer line through this morning. And Lord Jesus, we ask for the bereaved family, people that gone home, people that don't even know that they are left here. Some people is sick at home in the bed, can't get up. Lord, have mercy, God. Some people in the nursing homes, God. And Lord, they don't even know they're here. And the people, the nurses and the doctors that waiting on them, Lord, have mercy, God. Give them a mind of Christ right now this morning to help your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Now, Heavenly Father, God, go with us and stand by us, God. Be with us each and every minute of the hour. And, God, we ever thank you and give you the praise. Because, God, you are honorable, God. Somebody didn't make it last night. Didn't get up. And somebody didn't make it yesterday. Didn't get up. But, Lord, we up, God, with activities of our limbs. And that's a great thing, God. That is a great thing you did. Your mercy and your grace. And I love each and one of us on this prayer line. And Lord God said that we got to stay together, be in unity with one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That powerful word, unity. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Lord, have mercy. We need it, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning and God bless you. Pastor Joseph, can you pray for us, please?
Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for prayer today. We thank you for all the prayer warriors, the prayer believers, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, for that prayers that bring results in the name of Jesus Christ. Based on God's word, we thank you, Father God, for those that diligently seeking you on the day, Father God, that align ourselves in you, God. May we receive a reward speedily, Father. You said in your word, Father God, hallelujah, that your word is alive. Father, we thank you that your word is alive and full of power. Let it be manifest in our life, Father God, that the world may be saved. Father God, we thank you that, hallelujah, your word is active in our life, that it may operate in our life. Lord, let it be energized into our lives today, effective. You said in your word that your word is sharpened in a two-edged sword, Father God, that it penetrates, hallelujah, that dividing line between the breath of our soul, our spirit, even across the line to our joints and to the marrows, Father. We thank you that that word, it'll get in the deepest part of our nature, Father God. It exposes us. It'll shift us. It'll analyze us, God. It'll judge us, God. Every thought, every purpose of our hearts, Father God. Clean our hearts, creating us a pure heart in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let the words of our mouth, hallelujah, Father, and the meditation of our mind, God, let it be pleasing in your sight. Whatever we do, God, help us to line up with your word by your Holy Spirit. Father, we decree and declare Jesus is Lord over our spirit. Jesus is Lord over our soul, over our body. We decree and declare today we are the body of Christ. We are the redeemed from the curse. Any curse that's been spoken over our life, been hanging around, lagging over our life, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Let it be destroyed forever. Father, you said in your word that Jesus bore our sickness and he carried our disease in his own body. And by his stripes, we are healed. Right now, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for divine healing. In Jesus' name, Father God, we decree and declare that sickness will not, we rebuke sickness, disease. We forbid it from coming in our life, our body, every organ, every tissue. Hallelujah, Father, we pray right now that our body function in the perfectionist that you created to function, Father. We decree and declare by your great grace, God, in the name of Jesus, that our body it functions in that perfectionist that you have created it to function. Father, we thank you that we give glory to you in our body, for our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We decree and declare, God, that we have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus, the thoughts, the feeling, the purpose. And we thank you, Father God. Help us, Holy Ghost, to hold fast to the confession that we are decreeing and declaring, that it may be established in earth in these last days. In Jesus' name, Father, help us to hold fast to those confessions over the years, over the decades, in the name of Jesus, that we've been speaking of our loved ones, Father. And we decree and declare you will perfect that which concerns us. In Jesus' name, we thank you for prayers that bring results according to the word of God as we declare your word. Forever, O Lord, as your word settled in heaven, it endures to all generations, including us. And we thank you, Father God, for great results speedily. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Joseph. Thank you very much. You know, in 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, it says, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. Brothers and sisters, we got to unite in order for things to move forward in the earth. Will not happen until the unity comes back to God's house, into the body of Christ. If there's someone else on the line that would like to pray, please start praying. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Lord God, that we ask right now that you will continue to be a blessing to your people, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you show a compassion for the unbelievers, Lord God, and leave the door open that they can have confidence to walk in, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you could allow us to continue to work in your ministry, Lord God. Give us a daily dose of your word, Lord God, and deliver us from our sins with divine healing. Father God, help those that are dealing with emotional and spiritual unrest, Lord God, during storms right now, Father God, with a feeling of guilt or shame, Lord God, as they fight through temptations, Father God, battling with financial situations, Father God, a problem forgiving others, Father God, a problem in doing your word, Lord God. Father God, we thank you and ask you to show them your grace, Lord God. Let them see the hearts of your desired love for them, Father God. Father God, we ask that you allow their needs to be met, Father God, with no worries, Father God, that they will have faith and trust in you, Father God. Yes, Father God, that we will have peace in all situations, Lord God. That peace of you, Lord God, that God peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the strength to endure the situations, Lord God, when we feel burdened down, Lord God. Father God, pick us up where we're weak, Father God. Open doors that need to be open, Lord God. And shut the ones that need to be closed, Father God. Father God, unify us back to you, Lord God, under your body, Father God, the body of Christ, Lord God. Father God, let us remove the traditions of the unbelievers, Lord God. Father God, let us remove the traditions of man, Lord God, and get into your word, Lord God. Follow your word, Lord God. Preach your word, Lord God. Lead by your word, Lord God. Heal by your word, Lord God. Open doors based on your word, Lord God. It's about your word, Lord God, the living word of God, Lord God. We trust in you. We believe in you. We have faith in you. And most importantly, Lord God, we love you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you.
Jesus.
Amen,
yes.
Amen, amen.
Thank you.
If anyone else is on the line, would like to pray, use a scripture or company word before we sign off. by all means, the line is open for you as we lift up prayers for our pastors that are absent this morning, at work and involved in other situations. The Waymaker Music, we pray for those brothers this morning that are filming their video out at the park this afternoon. We pray for that ministry, Lord God. We pray for all ministries present this morning, Lord God. We pray that you continue to move us forward, Lord God, in your will, by your word, Lord God. Let your will be done, not ours, but yours, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the Lord this morning in the presence of his children?
Father God, we just come and bow down here and come and it's in our heart. Oh God, we just want to tell you, thank you, son. You've been mighty good to us, Father God. You watched over us last night, Father God, by the slumming and slam. You woke us up this morning, closing our right mind, that kid about a limb, Father God. And for that, most of all, Father God, we just want to tell you, thank you, son. But most of all, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus Christ, that came, that we may have a land, tree, and line. And Father God, we pray for the moderator of this land, Father God. We pray, oh God, that you would strengthen him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Build him up when he's so down, Father God, and strengthen him when he's weak.
Yes.
I want you to go before and make ways that no man can shut, open doors no man can shut, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask that, Father God, that you would touch each and every one of us on this land, Father God. We all need a touch, God, from one way or another, Father God. We all need a touch, Father God. And Father God, we ask you right now as we come together corporately, Father God. We pray for the hungry this morning, Father God. We pray, oh God, that you will open the door of the kitchen and give them a hot meal, Father God, in the mighty
Yes, Lord.
So God, we pray for them right now, Father God. That's all we need word today, Father God. That you will give us a word to give this night your people, for these are your people so great, Father God. And Father God, we pray for them that's sick this morning, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are still in the healing business, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that they are not alone and that have not been forgotten, God. Those in the nursing homes right now, Father God. Those in the mental wards right now, Father God. Oh, God, you are losing the mind, Father God. But, Father God, use a mind regulator and a heart fixer.
Oh, God, don't
the broken hearts right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, oh, God, that you would touch their hearts right now, God. All the mothers that have lost their sons and don't have daughters and don't know which way they are.
Yeah.
We pray that you'll send them away back home, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to touch each and every one of us, Father God. We need you in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, one needs you for one thing, Father God, and one needs you for another. And, Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, Father God. But we say sometimes we say the wrong thing, Father God, and sometimes we can think the wrong thing. But, Father God, we ask you to forgive us, Father God, for anything that was hinder this prayer from being answered. And, Father God, we ask you to go before us today. Make all the crooked places straight. We ask you to cover our car from front, bumper to bumper, side to side, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And, Father God, we pray, God, for financial relief. Somebody needs one this morning, Father God. Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord.
shape, Father God. But Father God, we ask you to help them, Father God, to make the right decision.
Yes.
And we're going to be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you,
Hey, I hear your phone. Hallelujah. God bless. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, and good morning, Pastor James. Can you pray for us this morning?
Amen, sir. Father, we just thank you once again for this day, a day we've never seen before. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that this day is filled with your blessings, your benefits. And Father, we just thank you for healing those that are in the nursing home, Father. Father, we thank you for healing those in the hospital, Father, allowing them to recover, Father God, from whatever illness, Father God, that they may be dealing with this morning, Father, because you are our healer, Father. And we look unto you today, Father God, for the answers, Father, of our problems, Father. And Father, we just ask you today, Father, that you just continue to watch over everyone on this prayer line this morning, Father God, that you would keep them, Father God, in your perfect peace today, Father God. And Father God, as you remind us, Father God, that no weapon formed against us, Father, shall prosper. And no word that rises up against us in judgment, Father, shall be condemned, Father. So, Father, we just thank you, Father, for your word, Father. And, Father, you tell us in your word, Father, blessed are they that read your word, Father. So, Father, as we begin to read your word, Father God, and as we begin to dissect your word, Father God, give us the wisdom of your word, Father. Give us greater revelation of your word, Father God, that we may be able to tell, Father God, that those that are sitting in darkness, Father God, a prophetic word, Father, that will lead them into the marvelous light of your kingdom, Father. So, Father, I just ask you, Father God, that you just continue to look over my brethren, Father God, as they go out today, Father God, and do their videos today, Father God. I ask, Father, that they be anointed, Father God. And, Father God, everyone on this prayer line, Father God, that may be in need of a financial blessing today, Father God. Father God, I pray that you will open that door, Father God, and pour them out a blessing, Father God. One of those blessings, Father God, that you said that are pressed down, shaken together, Father, that you will call men to give unto their bosom, Father God. We declare and decree that blessing over your people today, Father God. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
There's anyone else on the line right now that would like to pray their scripture or accompanying word? The line is open for you now. God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless everyone for being here this morning. We're going to play us a song and we're going to be dismissed. Thank you for being here this morning, and it's been powerful, and we just thank God for all that he is doing, and God bless you. Bask in his presence as we meditate in his song. God bless you.
Take the five, Lord. Two fish. tuition fee, 5,000, he's so powerful.
And his love is great to me.
God is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And he is merciful, and I am so blessed.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And God is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And he is so merciful. He's looked over me over and over again.
Amen, amen, amen. My Lord is so wonderful. If it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know where I would be. Probably been dead a long time ago. My God. Whew. Hey, y'all, I thank you for being a part of this morning, coming on Breaking Chains with Prayer Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to come and join us every Saturday morning at 10:15 Central Standard Time, that we come in and come to the prayer room before the Lord and open up our hearts to him. Let's be on time with this, and let's be consistent with it and come in unity. God bless you all this morning. Have yourself a blessed day. Stay present in the Lord and be safe out there. Mask up and take it easy. God bless you all. I love you and have a great day. Good day, everybody. All right. All right. All right. I want to take some time right now. This is our word time. We come in and just share a word with you on this morning after prayer. And I just want to share this with you. I want to give you a scripture this morning, from Romans, chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. Brothers and sisters, take a listen to this. It says, "For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another." So I want to be able to say to you that, as I talk to you on the air for a few minutes, We have to decide on what direction we want to go in. When God was creating the earth and he put man and woman here together, he gave us an assignment, and he created man and woman, and he created he them. But the man and a woman both have different assignments. We don't have the same assignment as a female, and a female does not have the same assignment as a male in everyday functions. But we are one in the body of Christ when it comes to doing the work of the Lord. So we have to, and all I want to say about that is, and I'm not going to even be here long. There's too much division going on in the body of Christ. There's too much separation going on in the body of Christ. There's too much segregation going on in the body of Christ. Listen, I'm going to say it even like this. There's too much racism going on in the body of Christ. And we call ourselves all children of God. And when God spoke 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, he spoke it for a reason, because he was giving us an opportunity to break those chains of sin and division long before we even got on this earth. I'm talking about you and me. because we wasn't living then when Moses and Abraham and Aaron and all of them were on the earth. We were not here then. But we're here now, and a lot of those generational things that came along with it are still here today. And God has given us so many opportunities to get it right, to make it better, to show that we are obedient children of God. And we still turn away from it as if it doesn't apply to us, or we think that we are better than the next or above someone. And God said that we all fall short of the glory. He said that there is no good man on the earth that has not sinned. He said that he's a lie and the truth is not in him. So there are things that we need to start teaching and talking about and preaching about so that change can be broken in people's lives and they can stop living the same old demonic ways and spirits that they are caught up in. You understand what I'm saying? We have to make sure that we do that. There's too much division. We act like we don't know how to humble ourselves. We say one thing, but we do something totally different. We say Jesus, 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 but we act totally different. And the word of God says, listen, everybody that says Jesus, Jesus will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Just because you hollering out the name of God, hollering out the name of Jesus, doesn't mean that your heart is clean and pure. See, you know, we come to the understanding that God's spirit cannot dwell in the defiled temple. You understand? That, listen, we all sinners, so it's defiled anyway, right? True. However, God told Samuel that I look at the heart of a man. Listen, I look at the heart of a woman. I could care less about the outer. I could fix that. I could care less about all the other stuff. I could fix that. We're talking about the God, the creator of all creation. But you have a job to do too. When are you going to get on your assignment? Why are we always talking about we waiting on God to do something? God has done it all. The path has been laid out for you. Everything has been removed. It's been removed out of your way if you get on the path of God instead of the path of you, instead of the path of me. We got to get off our path and get on the road to Christ. So you got too many things. Listen, we got too many things going on that's pulling us apart. And you heard the woman of God say that we got to come in unity. There's no unity. And then you don't like when it's talked about and brought up to you. You talking about it now in a negative way. Who he think he's talking about? He don't know what he's talking about. He can't be talking about the church like that. Listen, you destroying the church. God built the church, and we are destroying it. Listen, let me ask you something. The only way the devil can get into something if you allow him in. Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. Do you understand what that means? Listen, your foundation is God. The chief cornerstone of your life is Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. The scripture says that they were talking and Jesus was coming in and the people of the city were talking, and you know, he was walking in with his disciples. They were coming in and it was like, that's Jesus of Nazareth right there. You know what I'm saying? The Son of God, you know, and I'm just putting this together like this. And here, this is the point I'm trying to make. They say, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Sure. Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. The blessing to your life, the chief cornerstone of your life, the foundation of your life, the blood that saved your life. So, brothers and sisters, it's time to humble ourselves. Swallow your pride. Get over your haughty spirit. Because all that stuff leads to destruction. Listen, I'm not a perfect man. You know what I'm saying? I got flaws still, but I'm not perfect. But I go before the Lord every day to ask him to clean me up. Show me things that I need to be doing. Show me things I don't need to be doing. It's a lot of stuff we don't need to be doing. Let me tell you something. Stop pointing your finger at me and take a look at the person in the mirror. That's where it starts. But see, don't tell me to look at the person in the mirror. Don't you tell me that. I have to hold myself accountable. You don't get to hold me accountable because you don't have a heaven or hell to put me in. So I ask that you stand down, step back, check yourself first before you go out here checking other people, before you go out here bashing other people's ministries, before you go out here doing things that are ungodly and saying that you are Christian. I think a lot of us don't even understand the definition of what a Christian is, what it means to be a Christian. Listen. What it means to be a Christian is you need to go back to the book of Genesis chapter 1 and read 26 and 27. When the scripture says, let us make man in our image after our own likeness. That means that you look like your daddy, but you also supposed to act like your daddy. Are we acting like Christ every day? Do you have the likeness of Christ on you? Are you walking around like the Godhead down here? Do you talk like the Godhead? Do you treat people like the Godhead? Do you show everybody love? Because Jesus told us, listen, he said, I got two things I want to add that you need to put into these commandments and these laws. Number one, that you love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, body, and soul, period. And he said the second thing, that you love one another as I have loved you. How do you know that he loved you? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe shall have eternal life. You may not believe that, but don't bash me because I do. I'm sold out for it. It's time to come together, people. Listen, I'm going to use this as an example. Breaking Chains Ministry, as long as God opened my eyes and give me the strength to move, boom, this switch going to turn on and we going to go live. We going live. We going to go live because we represent the kingdom of God. We're ambassadors. Ambassadors represent to the highest level with the most professionalism, with the most love, with the most respect, humbled. You don't know what type of day the next person is having. Where's the love in your heart? And guess what? Maybe you just got a cold heart. Be you. If you're a cold-hearted person, be you and ask God to fix that. But don't put up a front for people. Because one thing about it, the God I serve is omnipresent, omniscient, you know, omnipotent. That means that he's everywhere at the same time with all power in his hand, see everything at the same time. So wherever state you in, wherever you are in the world, God see you at the same time he looking at me right now. He hear you the same time he hearing me right now. Stop playing with the Lord. And most importantly, stop messing with God's children. It's a lot of you out there acting like fools right now, doing foolish things, stepping on the toes of God's people. And he say, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Don't put your mouth on them. Don't put your hands on them. Don't even cross them in a negative way, because something coming at you worse than what you putting out. And you saying, oh, that ain't got nothing to do with us today. You know, yes, it does. Because he used that scripture when he was talking about the Levites carrying the Ark of the Covenant. Talking about them. So let me ask you something. Are you not the temple of the Most High God today? He said you have to look at your bodies as the temple of God. So me, I'm one of his anointed. I'm asking you, touch me not. do me no harm. Take your mouth off of me, and definitely don't put your hands on me. Stand down. Humble yourself. We're trying to humble ourselves over here by doing the work of the Lord. Join in. We got a church on every corner. But between them two churches, you got all hell breaking loose. People dying, drugs, murder, robbery, everything. Manipulation. People being taken advantage of. Homelessness, hungry, nakedness. All of that is going on between the two churches on each corner. And you say that I'm putting down the church. How can I put down something that I am a part of? I am the church. So why are we letting hell come up against it? If we start, listen, and I'm going to say this. If we change the way we think, change the way we live, change the way we pray, change the way we treat one another, we will come to the realization that guess what? The gates of hell can't prevail against it. You know why? It's because guess what? If God is really with you, the devil can't bother you. He can set traps. He can do everything he can, but he can't touch you. He got to mess with you at a distance. He got to send somebody to you that's close to you that you ain't even paying attention to that can come close to you and mess with you that you don't believe going to do something to you. And they the main ones. You got to be mindful. You got to try the spirit by the spirit. You got to turn on your discerning of spirits so you will know people. And I'm not talking about your emotions and your feelings. That's what's wrong with us today. We so wrapped up in our emotions and our feelings that we don't feel the spirit of the Lord nowhere. See, when the spirit of the Lord puts something inside of me, it then starts affecting my emotions and my feelings because I don't want to say it. I don't want to say anything because I figured that I'm not going to know how to say it properly. I'm afraid that my emotions and my feelings are going to get involved. And my emotions and my feelings have a right to be involved because I represent my daddy's stuff. Everything down here belongs to my dad. It don't belong to you. I don't owe you no explanation for nothing unless I'm bothering something personally of yours. But don't come bothering nothing personally of mine that me and my daddy own. Listen, you need to pick up. I'm going to say this for all of us. Let me change my terminology. We need to go and study 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14, my earthly father, my daddy, says, you know, he said, let all souls unite and pray. That's something that we're going to start pushing from this day forward. We sat down on it for a minute, but we're going to stand back up and start pushing that because we need to unite and pray. All souls. Listen, the ones that belong to the devil, you can't do nothing for them but just keep doing what you're doing, praying. Because the chains are going to break in a lot of their lives. And if you don't believe that, just read the story about the two men hanging on the cross next to Jesus. One was humbled and one was not. One told Jesus, if you say you're the Son of God, you are all of this. You know, you can call a legion of angels to come and take you off this cross. But the humbled one told him, when you get to paradise, remember me. And Jesus told him, hey, you are already there with me. So you got to choose on this day who you going to serve. You going to serve the kingdom of God or you going to serve hell? That's on you. But you need to do what 2 Chronicles 7:14 said. He said, if his people, my people, who call by my name, we Christians, right? The beginning of that word, say Christ. He says, so humble themselves. That's what we don't want to do. We don't want to bow down and humble ourselves because we Mr. Know-it-all. We miss know-it-all. We don't want to listen to nobody. We always bumping our gums, got something to say, but we ain't listening. absorbing what God is sending to us. And listen, you question the man and woman of God that come your way. God will send you a word, and you, listen, you know the person, or they can't be no preacher. And I'm going to use me for an example. He done sold drugs, did drugs, ran women, did this. He ain't no preacher. We don't believe. And listen, I'm the one that God used, because he said he'll take the foolish things of this world to conform the wise. I was one of the foolish ones out there. And look what God brought me from. Look where he has placed me. Don't even know where he finna take me. But I have humbled myself to him. As hard as it is, I patiently wait. But I continue to stay on my assignment. Get on your assignment, brothers and sisters. Stop being so evil and mean and hateful. You ain't going nowhere but to hell. I don't care how many times you say the name of Jesus. The scripture tells you that because you say the name of Jesus don't mean you're going to heaven. It's about your heart. Check your heart. Take a look at yourself. Ask God to renew your mindset. Stop being conformed to this world. If you would have listened to our young people last night, you would have heard some things that would have shocked you, because these young ladies saying that the B word and the N word has two different definitions. It's a good side and a bad side. It's all right to call a woman a B. It's all right to call a man or a woman the N word. None of it is all right. And one of them said that we just taking back what was ours. The B word, the N word, none of them words belong to us at all. It never was ours. We are the original kings and queens on this earth. I ain't no N-word. My sisters out here ain't no bees. And listen, I've used all those words. But God had to clean me up. And he's still working on me. I wear a sign every day. You may not see it in the physical, but it's hanging there in the spiritual. I am a work in progress. God knows who I am. You better start representing the kingdom of God and start representing your kingdom. Your kingdom has no merits. Your kingdom is full of hell. So just think about this. Jesus says, wherever I'm going to prepare a place for you. You understand? And he's going to come back and get us. But he had to go prepare a place for us. And he had to get it. He had to get on to get it right for us. And it's right for us now. So when you leave here, you know where you're going. You need to know where you're going, because you need to know it in your heart. You need to know it based on how you live. You need to know it based on how you treat other people. You need to know it on how you handle God's business. See, you so busy trying to handle your business that you ain't giving God a chance to take care of his business for you. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to. Well, have you talked to God about that? So, my brothers and sisters, on this day, I ask that you pump the brakes, throw it in park, and be still. And listen to God. And let him tell you what he wants you to do. Let him show you where he needs you to go. Do that. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. And once you humble yourself, you'll be united back with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Because we all are brothers and sisters in creation. Even the most evil one walking the earth is your brother and sister in creation. But we're not all brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Because everybody doesn't not accept him as their Lord and Savior, as the Son of God. Yeshua the HaMashiach. The anointed one, my savior, my way maker, my way out of no way, the way, the truth, and the life. Say, nothing gets to the Father without going through Jesus. If you don't acknowledge Jesus, you can't possibly know God. And I'm talking about the God, the creator of all creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of me. How about that? So, my brothers and sisters, continue to stay blessed in the Lord. Keep prayer on your tongue at all times. The scripture says, pray without ceasing. Do you know what cease means? Cease means stop. It says pray without ceasing. That means don't ever stop. Because see, if you don't ever stop praying, you'll become one of these people. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So you got to find yourself in prayer at all times. That situation arise at work that's getting you all agitated, go into prayer. That situation on the road make you want to have road rage, go into prayer. Somebody being disrespectful, go into prayer. Somebody, listen, this morning the dog next door just dumping all in my yard. Oh, I was upset, but I had to go into prayer. So I won't get caught up in my emotions and my feelings. Because that's disrespectful. When somebody's constantly disrespectful to you, go into prayer. Let God deal with it, because we can't handle that. Ain't going to do nothing but get us in trouble. You know that. You already know that. So we have to do better. But most importantly, you got to have people around you that's going to encourage you to do those things too. Encourage one another. Hey man, just pray about it. Just talk to the Lord about it. Give it to God. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. We take it to the Lord, put it at the altar, and go right back and pick it up. Lord, I changed my mind. That's all right. It reminds me of my grandson. I'm going to tell you a funny story about my grandson. My grandson, his mother went to give his clothes, the clothes that just didn't fit him too well anymore, gave them to his little cousin right up under him, right? So my grandson goes over and spends the night over to his cousin's house. They playing and everything. He comes back home. My grandson got the clothes on that his mama gave away. He comes over to see me, and I'm like, boy, what's going on with them pants and you got on that shirt? Boy, they look kind of small. They kind of tight, ain't they? And his mother says, he got mad. He went back and took them back from his cousin, told his cousin, they're my clothes. I don't want you to have them. So he wearing two little clothes because he was mad because they were his. So all I'm saying to you, if it don't fit, don't force it. Let God handle it. Because if it don't fit, it ain't meant for you. Trust that. You understand? Mend your relationships. You understand what I'm saying? Mend them. You know what I'm saying? Mend your marriages if you can. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Handle your business out here. We all doing something that is not of God. Every last one of us. Because none of us are perfect. Whether it be in thought, in action, a deed, something. You thought about it. You acted out. Something happened. So put it in God's hands. Take it out your hands, because you're not the right person to handle it until God says so. Stop going over God's head, because, listen, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. God is already being where you're trying to go. God had to send his son Jesus to come back to walk with us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Who is with me? Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Why? Because he is the good shepherd. Why? It says the rod and his staff. What does a shepherd carry? He carries that rod and staff to ward off the enemy and to pull the sheep in. You can't fight the enemy. The battle is already won. You already have the victory. Acknowledge it through Jesus the Christ. He defeated hell and took back the keys of life from the devil. So if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you already got a key to your mansion. It's waiting on you. So stop being so wrapped up in materialistic, worldly ways, and get yourself conformed to the godly ways. He said, do not be conformed to this world. You need to be conformed to the God's kingdom. What does God's kingdom say we're supposed to look like, act like? And it just told you in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. We're supposed to look like daddy and act like daddy. We're supposed to love like him, serve like him, teach like him, preach like him, all of that. Are you doing that? And stop sitting back not saying nothing. We letting the devil just take over, and we sitting back as a church ain't saying nothing. We just want to stand up talking about Black Lives Matter. You a Christian. You a child of God. God didn't make a black man and a white man. Everybody was born and brought into this world. Listen, man was created with one color. And the motherland is Africa, so you figure out what color that is. So continue to study the Word of God. Continue to spend time in His presence. Continue to talk to Him in all situations, about all situations. If you want to do the things like Christ did them, read and study and do what Christ did. It's just that simple. Trials and tribulations gonna come. Jesus said that they hated me before they hated you, so they gonna hate you too. So don't think you're not gonna be liked. Don't you know that we know that we're not liked for what we get on here and do every day? But we don't care, because we're protected by the blood of Jesus at all times. We have the guardian angels around us at all times. Got on our full armor of God at all times. That's a lot. That's a lot that you got to break through to get to me. And if you get to me, that means I open the door and let you in. No more of that. No more of that. Stop letting any and everybody in your life. Let God tell you who needs to be in your life. All right? So I'm going to wrap it up. I enjoyed it. Just know that we need to come into unity. You know what I'm saying? We need to have some godly love about ourselves and start taking care of one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. No matter the differences that we have, listen, we still can have differences and agree to disagree and still love each other as children of God, as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. You understand that? So let's get that together, my brothers and sisters. Don't forget that we're here every Saturday morning. We start at 10. Prayer starts at 10:15. Don't forget to join us tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. right on the same station, YAT Radio, at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Raising the Sound will be on, where we come on and feature different artists and music executives. We're talking about gospel, jazz, inspirational, praise and worship. And tomorrow evening's guest will be Mr. Andrew Tony, stage name Drew Tony, from the Williams Music Group. He will be our special guest tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Want you to tell a friend to tell a friend to turn it on and sit back and hear his life story, his testimony, and hear about his music. And check out some of his songs we'll be featuring tomorrow evening. All right? Tomorrow evening, Raising the Sound, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Take a look at our lineup. Check us out on Facebook at Young Adults Talk. That's our page. Send us an email, WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. We love you. We adore everything that you have about you in Christ Jesus. We look forward to worshiping with you, celebrating the Lord with you on that day when it comes. All right? Stay prayed up in the Lord and stay blessed. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Have a blessed day. Good day.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAT Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Ooh, 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 ooh. My people, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me?
I'm just trying to be.
Late as I can be.
Great as I can be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me.
But you hurting me.
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lying, another grave,
can't
family.
Grave,
to breathe
family.
Another day,
breathe another day.
Take for granted that y'all gave us all new life. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make through it all. Know how to walk the call. We're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love. I love you, my people. I love
my
you, my
people.
People. I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people. We're family.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering while I say.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.